everyone. Good, wonderful time today. My name's Carlos. I am the co-host of My Life Without Limits podcast. And as I always do, we have our most important co-host here, which is Leah. Actually, we're both very important, but I always like to put Leah in like one of this high standards because it's Leah, right?
No. So,
how are you doing, Leah?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah,
yeah,
really good. Looking forward to the long weekend.
You are looking forward for the. I think we are. We're
yes.
both looking forward for the long weekend.
Yes.
Plus, we should say to our audience that we're going to be taking a little bit of a break until the end of the month of September, because you're going on holidays and
yes.
you're not taking me.
Nope.
So I expect
I want
you
nothing to do with work.
I expect you to take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
And say hi to Mickey for me, because you're going to Disney World.
Yes.
So I'm very, very excited for you that you're going there.
Thank you.
Well, very well deserved. And if you don't come back, I know why. Because it's,
yep. You'll know where to find me.
There's good weather there, so I don't blame you at all. Otherwise, things are good. Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, everything's great.
That's good. Yeah, weather is changing, so
yeah,
it's raining here in Edmonton, and we have some amazing guests that I think, if I remember correctly, they were the one that approached us, or did you approach them?
Well, it kind of was a both. It was kind
Both?
of like, yeah, it was kind of a both. I think they sent me a message, and you know me, I'm like, okay, let's do this. Let's do everything.
that's awesome. Well, I would love for you to introduce them to our wonderful guest and to our wonderful audience. Sorry, and because we have two amazing guests that, you know a lot about it. So.
New friends we want to get to know. So
exactly.
Very happy to be joined by Scott and Anton, and from La Crossing Barriers, and I just think maybe we'll get Scott to start off and just let us know a little bit about you and like how you got to where you are today.
Thanks. Well, firstly, Lee and Carlos, thanks for having us on. It's always a privilege, and we're really grateful just to be on podcasts that share stories and really just tell the stories and do the things you guys do. It's a huge pleasure. My name's Scott Godfrey. I am the founder and executive director of La Crossing Barriers. Anton is our media manager and one of the first, one of the people that started it up. And over here, I want to lean in. This is Ezekiel. He's my camera guy. Yeah, my camera. But Zeke is a staff and a facilitator.
Awesome.
What we do is we're a group dedicated to providing opportunities to play sport, move, and learn skills to those who haven't always been given a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you can tell by our name, lacrosse is one of our foundational programs. But we also provide opportunities with other sports and other vocational opportunities. Things like trades or renovations, cooking. You know, and everyone knows how to cook, but sometimes you just want to cook with friends. And
yep,
sometimes
that's
you,
true.
You know, and one of our lead instructors in the summer is Max Alberisi. Max is level 2 CP. He lives in South Carolina right now. His dad is the head coach at Army West Point Lacrosse, and Max is an amazing coach. We connected, and Max wanted to come, and it just happened that he has cerebral palsy. We don't search out people based on diagnoses or neurological conditions or limb loss or neurodiversity. But when somebody comes that gets it, that understands and can add to our culture, no matter who they are, we're going to say yes. And Max and I were talking about cooking, and he goes, you know, I just, yeah, because sometimes I just want to cook. And Well, you know, I can learn things, or I can teach somebody about how to hold a spatula if you have hand strength like mine. So we try to look at the skill in the person and marry them.
I love that.
So it's not, we're clipboard free. The therapy, like anything, comes from hanging out, being together, and working through stuff together. And we basically have we have been doing programming since 2018, but we've really made a push last spring, and this fall is our big push, is getting a lot of programming going in Alberta for people and letting them know they have a choice. We
Yeah,
are.
and it's a lot of stuff that we've never seen before, because I'd never seen any, adapted lacrosse or boxing or anything before, that I've come across anyway. So it's nice to see those gaps filled.
Yeah. Thank you. For us, it's, you know, it's my oldest daughter lived her life in a wheelchair, and I've worked in the field providing additional support needs since I was a teenager. And sometimes it's not rocket science to figure out if someone has one arm, don't ask them to hold a stick with two hands. I'm not being cold with that. You know, if I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he emailed me last night after we met, and he goes, "Hey, I want to play lacrosse." And he just happens to be in a power chair, just happens to have cerebral palsy. And he goes, "Hey, man, I love meeting you. I want to do this." Okay. Yes. Now, how that looks, you know, I've lived in other countries, and if I'll just use Carlos Gonzalez. If I go to Mexico or I go to Barcelona and I don't speak Spanish, I better bring a translator or a dictionary. Or so sometimes use the tools you got to get to where both people want to be.
Absolutely.
And in Alberta, there are 45,000 people that use the wheeled mobility aid daily. If you add in, people that would use a wheelchair for sport, probably 50,000. They don't have the choice to play our national summer sport. If you add in people with a visual impairment, you're probably looking at 60,000 people that don't get the choice to play lacrosse. They don't get the choice to box. And if you don't want to box, Carlos, you guys don't want to play lacrosse, don't. If you don't want to travel to Norway, don't. But not having a choice is wrong.
Exactly.
If we're going to include, end of story. Right?
Totally agree. Yeah,
And
love that.
like if I walk into a wheelchair basketball program and say, "You can't because you're an AB." Sorry for anyone that's listening. I just heard that phrase the other day. A friend of mine that plays wheelchair lacrosse for the US used the phrase AB, and I went, "Oh, it's great. I don't have to say able-bodied. I can shorten it."
I like
But here's the
that.
deal. If I walk in, you go, "You can't," you're excluding me from a sport that's supposed to be inclusive. And inclusion means everybody who wants to, and then you have the reality of how fast you're going to be or how good you're going to be. But that's based on reality. If you take my glasses off, don't ask me to read a book.
Me too.
So with your act, so with your activity, Scott, so that means what you're saying is that you have individuals, or you're welcoming individuals, sorry, that are AB or able body and that have disabilities as well. Is that what your programs are focused on?
No, Anton, do you want to answer that one?
Yeah. Hi, Anton.
I'm sorry, Ann.
You guys. Gonna hide your face to Scott.
Okay, so we have programs that are all abilities. Now we are starting a wheelchair lacrosse program this fall in Calgary. And we want the CP community to know, hey, you come on out. And if there's eight spots and eight people sign up and they're the ninth person as CP, I'm going to say yes and make nine spots. No one's going to get left out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's not eight spots and I get eight people that are able-bodied or ABs that come in, or mainstream players, if you want to use a vague term, I'm going to say, okay, well, hold on. Let's do a second class.
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone is together because, do you remember there's a Tim Hortons short or long commercial about guys from Kenya that played hockey? They have an ice rink in Kenya, and they flew them all. Tim Hortons and Bauer and CCM or somebody flew them all to Toronto, gave them nice uniforms. Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon came in and played with them for a day and hung out.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be the best hockey player in Kenya, but what those guys wanted was to experience and have an authentic experience.
Mm-hmm.
So Carlos says, I want to play lacrosse. Okay. And you and I play lacrosse. Wonderful. But if you want more, then we need to go to roughneck games. We need to go and play with other people so that you see that you're part of a community and not sitting in, you know, and if you want to play backyard lacrosse, great. And we're not forcing people into the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
But give everyone an authentic experience. Make it a real program. I'm not sitting there going, hey, CP, Carlos. I'm saying, hey, Carlos, how's it going? Let's play some lacrosse.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. We adapt based on, Leo, you adapt based on your height. We mm-hmm. adapt based on your vision. We adapt. And, you know, we're doing a climbing program. And Mount Royal University Recreation and Climbing Wall have been amazing. They have harnesses based on people's mobility and strength. So they know if somebody wants to and they can touch a hold, and maybe they can't, but they're grabbing and they're climbing the best they can. If you get into a climbing, if you're in a cooking class and you sit there and go, cook for me, that's not a cooking class.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drive-through.
Yeah, pretty much.
So make it real and let everyone do as much as they can and want to and choose.
Yeah.
Hold them to standards.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, Anton works programs, and Anton, we try to keep it real. What do you think?
Yeah. Yep. 100% correct.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I know, one of the things I say to people is don't settle. I was talking with a young woman, and she allows me to use her example. She has a standing standing power chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a stick with a very short handle, because what she could do was hold it like a chin-up bar and then mm-hmm. push forward like a reverse curl. And I said to her, she was 24, and I said, hey, is this condescending? Like, are you getting anything out of this? And she goes, yeah, I'm actually having fun, Scott. I'm doing something. I kind of like this.
Yeah.
So we had an enabler using the proper way to use it.
Yeah.
Put the ball in, she'd throw, and if the ball pass went to someone, you couldn't intercept the pass unless the person she was throwing to messed up, so that it was a legitimate interaction.
Okay.
Right? Like, if you want to play a scrimmage and she's in there, don't be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, level the playing field. We had standing people in the wheelchair program, and we said, somebody, we got their arms sore playing wheelchair, and we stopped and went, okay, you can play, but you can only walk as fast as the chair, and you have to be two stick lengths from me if you're going to try and check me, so that I have it's fair and I have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly we had, each team had a walker, and the other people were in power chairs and manual chairs, but everyone was playing. And
yeah.
It was sliding scale, right? Like golf, when you have a handicap, if I'm playing against Phil Mickelson or Rory McIlroy, they better give me 10, 15 shots or...
Right.
And so, yeah, and we just try and keep it real. Like, roll your sleeves up and figure out how to do it together.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And I like that, you know, how that girl that you're talking about said, I'm doing something. Like she's just, you know, and even with the wall, with the climbing, it's like even if somebody's not grabbing everything, if they're doing it beside their friend, I mean, they're happy, right? Sometimes that's like from your mental health, right? Have you noticed a lot of people's mental health changing and just getting out of isolation?
No, what do you think, Anton? Since things opened up, people have been in a bit, what do you think, Anton? People have been in a better headspace at programs?
Yeah, it's way better than the pandemic for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
And let you saying that it's okay to be, you know, we have a couple of people that still want to take precautions and be at a distance. Well, you know, with climbing, it's pretty safe to make sure you're 8 feet away from someone climbing. With lacrosse, you can throw the ball at a distance. And if someone isn't compromising the sport, because we hold the sport absolute standards, sport and safety and the integrity of the sport, and then the respect and dignity of the people in that order. Right? Yeah.
When you do lacrosse, Scott, or any in this case boxing, in that case, any of those two sports, did you provide the equipment as well, or did they are allowed to bring their own equipment? How does that work, your program?
We provide equipment. We don't want equipment and finances to be a barrier. If somebody gets good, like Anton, how many sticks do you have now? Anton said,
Like 4 or 5.
right.
Yeah, you've made an investment.
But you know, at first, what I like to say is we have lacrosse in a bag. We have a couple of bags of sticks and some buckets. When we go to boxing, we have gloves and hand wraps. And the boxing is one of our best programs, but there's no sparring. You're
That's
not
what I said
sparring.
yesterday, but I was telling our client and family counselor and Carlos, I said, yeah, they're going to do boxing. And Marco said, well, how do they? And I said, there's no sparring. And he went, oh, okay.
We've had like the Zeke, Zeke's box for 3 years now, 4 years. We do in 5, 7 years of doing it, we've had four guys spar who their families and they wore headgear and it was a 2 minute round. And the other one is when you're sparring, it's not a full on bout or fight. It's contact and learning things and, you know, almost like dancing or choreography. But with boxing, I really hope that the CP community have an interest in it because, you know, we can help with hand wraps. We can help get your gloves on. But if you're standing or sitting in your chair by a heavy bag, that's you. That's you. And if it's even just moving and moving your hands, we do weights and we do dance and we swim and do aqua aerobics. And it's all about movement and learning new skills. And it's a hugely successful program because the safety and respect of the sport, we don't joke about having our gloves on or even pretend to tap people. You don't do that. Don't know. It's like making your mom jokes. No, no.
Don't do it.
And the other one is, I know guys that will, not around me. You won't. If, and I, it's an if then. If you want to be here, then these are the expectations. And it's not about any diagnosis, it's about you as a human being understanding that to be here, this is what it's expected. But that's life. And I think our programs, Anton can tell you our programs, we try and keep it real. Anton, how many times have you heard me during programming say, hey, don't be a jerk?
Lots of times.
You're not a jerk, are you, Anton?
No, not sorry, not to Anton, but out
Oh,
to
but just to
Aaron.
somebody else.
And I'll look at some and go, like, I'd look at Carlos. Carlos, are you a jerk? Well, no. So how would you categorize that decision or the thing you just said? Sorry, Leah. Keep it honest and open so that people's anxiety or their fears, they know they're supported, but they're also respected and, you know, hold them accountable.
Programs need all of that kind of stuff. It's beneficial. Like there's so many, like for anything, it's a lot of kids, you know, you learn that discipline. And then when they go into school and everything. They've got that already instilled in them. And, you know, moving to post-secondary or anything, it's just, they've got all of those skills that they need to go in and focus and get done what they need to get done, and then treating other people the same way. And I think that's really important too with these programs, not just the sport, it's also those things too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did a Zoom call with a coach and general manager of a lacrosse team, and great quote. He goes, you know, you won't remember the score of your third game of your season when you were 17, but you'll remember the jokes in the dressing room forever.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. We also want people that are over 18 that said, you know, sometimes in Canada, in Alberta, someone hits 18, it's like, okay, thanks. But, you know, like,
yeah.
Last time I checked, we still have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
We want people to get out. And we have people that are, Zeke and Anton, I mean, a ton of friends in the sport community based on programming. Meet an instructor, meet the guy at the gym and say, hey, you've got a t-shirt. Hey, I like that group. I like that band. Or have you, you know? And just that it's about creating new communities, not just a boxing community and not an autism community and not a CP community, but creating an adapted sport community where everybody is a contributing part. There's no label.
Right. Yeah.
And I like that. I like that because you were talking earlier, Scott, about you being in different countries and having the opportunity of seeing different places. I was born in Mexico, so I didn't have the opportunity. Well, I shouldn't say I didn't have. I play as a kid recreational sports, but they were not adapted to my standards. I had to adapt to my society standards, which it was the so-called normal standards, because there's no normal for me, but the so-called normal standards of playing soccer, for example, or playing baseball. I had the opportunity to play both on a recreational level, not on a club level, but it wasn't adaptive. So when I came to Canada and I realized that places like yourselves or places like here in Edmonton where they have some adaptive sporting, you're able to do much more with your capacity that you have, whether you have CP or not, and what you're doing of including the sports within the community and create community. I think that helps so much to people because even though living back home, I have some sort of a community by playing this recreational sports. Sometimes, because it's not adjusted to your needs or to your adapted needs, the community is not created the same way as to create it, well, as to when it is created, when it is adaptive. Right? So it's kind of good to see that you're creating and your mind is looking towards creating those type of programming for people, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think timelines and patience. Anton can tell you if he wants. When he first started playing lacrosse, it wasn't as comfortable. There was a lot going on. And I'm not trying to embarrass Anton, but when we look now, Anton helps coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Anton, would you say that through Lacrossing Bears and lacrosse program, just that patience and giving you time to understand helped you love the sport more?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm getting a good passion with, were you a Thunder Monkey? I love the name of that team. I laughed when I saw something about Thunder Monkeys and I laughed. I love that.
Well, it's, so that came about and we're actually very fortunate. Our logo, the artist who does Marvel and DC Comics, Lee Oakes, shout out to Thunder Monkey on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We called Lee. It was actually Dylan Chan from SAS, who lives in Saskatoon now, that is, you know, part of our program. Dylan and I were talking about just the name is so messed up and funny. And we said, can we use this? And Lee goes, I'll do you one better. I'll help do a logo. So he took the cartoon character, Thunder Monkey, and gave him a lacrosse stick with this M with a lightning bolt. And, you know, it's so Lacrossing Bears is the programming side. And when we play, it's Lacrossing Barriers, Thunder Monkeys, Lacrosse Club.
I love it.
And because really, who's going to beat a Thunder Monkey with an eye patch?
Exactly.
Play lacrosse with his feet. Who's beating that?
Nobody.
Right? I mean, you can have, you know, the USA and the Eagles. You can have a moose in Canada. You can have the Polish eagle, which is really cool. Nobody's touching a Thunder Monkey.
No, that's so true.
That's hard
so
know with that one, Scott.
Yeah. Yes. And Carlos, did you know that lacrosse is, like, you know, you come into Canada, everyone thinks hockey, ice hockey is the national sport, but it is one of them. But did you know that lacrosse is really the national sport of Canada?
Yeah. Yeah. I did have the opportunity to learn that in Canadian history. And for my Canadian citizenship, it actually said that the national sport of Canada is lacrosse. So I only seen lacrosse competitive wise once. When I think they had a team, a professional team, maybe. And they used to play at Rexall when Rexall was still on. And I think I only seen them once or twice, and I thought it was a pretty cool sport.
They're fun games. It was always fun to go watch them. I was disappointed when they moved.
Pretty cool sport.
Saskatchewan, I think they moved over there. Was it Saskatchewan?
Yeah, that's where they are. The Saskatoon Rush, that's their same last name of their lacrosse team.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was disappointed. I even had a friend from high school from Victoria that played on their team. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then, yeah, he was on there for a little while. And because people love their sports here. Our Edmonton Stingers basketball is very popular. They had an amazing season with attendance. And the Edmonton Riverhawks for baseball.
The Riverhawks, yeah.
They had such great turnouts this year. It was really nice to see people really getting into families, like family events, like the Oil Kings is so fun for families to go to. It's so affordable. And there's always a themed night, and it's just really fun to get the family out. So sports brings people together, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't know you were from Victoria. I grew up in Victoria.
Oh, did you? Yeah, yeah. I'm from Edmonton, but I lived my teenage years in Sydney on Vancouver Island.
Yes. Who was the player that was played for Edmonton that you knew?
His name was Jordan Sunder was his name.
No, Jordan. We haven't talked in years.
Oh,
Jordan was probably one of the most underrated players. So shout out to Jordan if he's listening.
Yes,
Jordan's. We haven't talked in a long time, but Jordan, what an amazing guy. He actually helps coach indoor. I believe he helps coach Hong Kong in box lacrosse, and he coaches still on Vancouver Island.
Oh, I'm impressed. I remembered his name too, because I don't even know if I have to see if he's still on my Facebook. But yeah, I remember seeing his name somewhere once, and I was like, "Hey, you're in Edmonton too? I'm in Edmonton too."
There we go.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
So, and I think one of the things about our programming that we're really proud of is that it gives people opportunities to try something. You know, one of the things I gotta admit I hate. It's I don't use that word very often. Mm-hmm. Is I can't because because it's, you know, we actually through PSA Alberta, through Parasport Alberta, we will be doing Monday night's wheelchair lacrosse at the Winifred Stewart.
Oh, nice.
So there, Carlos.
Yes. Yeah, we love Winifred Stewart. We do lots of stuff with them. Yeah, so
you know, notice how I kind of hinted, Carlos?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should give it a shot.
Absolutely.
We've got some guys that are very, very skilled players. The nice thing with what I encourage is when I get volunteers, they say, what do you know about autism? What do you know about CP? And they go, nothing. I went, perfect. So then what you're dealing is with how Carlos's arms work. Or how Leah's vision is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dealing with the person and the skill and you're bringing them together, because you know, and they ask questions. It's like, hey, everything okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm just sneezing. Actually, that's a true story. I was at an event. A guy with CP in his chair, and he was leaning back, and his arms were coming up. And one of the volunteers went, "Hey, you okay?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm just trying to sneeze." But because of his CP, it looked like he was doing this. And
yeah,
a buddy of mine with CP, and he's literally doing this. And he goes afterwards. He goes, "You thought I was having a seizure?" And the guy goes, "Honestly, yeah, I was kind of freaked out." He goes, "Well, thanks for asking."
Yeah, right.
But it got rid of that fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know. It's like, hey, can I help? Do you need help? Well, oh, if someone gets mad, whether you have CP, whether you're 59 and have bad knees and progressives,
mm-hmm.
if someone asks for offers help and you get mad, man, you got to check yourself. It's not about your diagnosis. It's not about your neurological condition. Someone's just asking to help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. My point is, if you say, no, I got this, perfect, man. But as a person, I'm not doing it because I'm objectifying Carlos or Anton or Leah or Scott. I'm just saying, hey, do you need help?
Yeah.
And if you break down those barriers, the person that's volunteering, it also gives, whether it's Leah or Zeke or Anton, it gives them the opportunity to say thank you or no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the conversations, and it's like, I got this, or the balls drops and someone was like, do you need help? And this one young woman, she's trying to pick the ball. She goes, no, no. And we waited. And about literally 2 minutes, when a ball's on the ground, 2 minutes is a long time, everybody. If you count out 2 minutes, and she goes, okay, I will blank it out. But she goes, I'm getting peed off. Can you just pick the ball up so I don't get in a bad mood? I'm like, sure, man.
Yeah.
But she wanted to try and do it herself. Like,
sure.
If I tie anybody's shoes their whole life, they don't learn to tie the shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not about, then it's about learning and giving you a choice. And I've said to somebody like, Carlos, when we play lacrosse together and when we meet, I'm going to go, hey, man, and I'll look at you and go, look, how's this? I'm going to chase that loose ball because you're just tired. And I want you to be able to throw in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm treating you like an adult. But you know what? I would do this with anyone who's gassed. Let me go get the loose ball. And you go, thanks, man.
Yeah,
that's just about fatigue and letting you get the most out of it, and making it a good intro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Treat people. One of the reasons my oldest daughter is not one of Anton and Zeke's best friends, Megan. She's no longer with us, and my family came together. And her sister, Megan, was 8, and her sister was 3 when our family came together. And Sadie, who's 24 now, looks at Megan. So get a Kleenex out, Carlos. Get a Kleenex out.
Oh, actually, we don't have any in this office. Carlos sneezes like 8 times a day. And we're going to bring some in tomorrow. We don't have any tissue.
There are actually some in the book. I'll show you.
Yeah.
So Sadie walks up to Meg, who had spina bifida and hydrocephalus. He goes, why are you in a chair with wheels?
Mm-hmm.
And Megan looked at me and goes, and I walked away. And to Megan, for 20 years, I can't believe you did that. And Megan looked and goes, okay, well, there's a hole in my back and my legs aren't as strong in yours and they don't work the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So I need this chair to move around and do things. Mm-hmm. Sadie, the 3-year-old, goes, do you want to go play dolls?
So, you know,
it's all when little kids come up and I'll just, Carlos, I'll just use you as an example because not objectifying, goes, hey, sir, why do you walk that way? Well, you know what? The kid isn't being rude. They're not looking at you going, And if it's parents go, shush, shush, no, let kids ask questions.
Let kids ask questions.
And there's no mystery. There's no fear.
No.
Why do we get embarrassed? Because some people go, Zeke's learning to coach and do amazing things. He goes, I don't know what to do. And I said, then just hang out. Be a friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those questions and answering. This is why podcasts, like, you know, dude, you know, and we've got people with certain, one guy's got a spinal cord injury, one guy's got CP, who use a stick with one hand. It's a short shaft. And other people, nope. One guy who's really getting good, Nick ski races, Nick Lutz. And Nick ski races, and he allows me to use the example. The CP in his right hand, it's very toned. But if he opens his hand and he relaxes, he can put a lacrosse glove on, and then his hand just literally clamps around the bottom of the stick. His words, he goes, "Sky," he goes, "this is excellent. Why?" He goes, "It's like a vice grip. No one's getting the stick out of my hand." But he actually, his throwing's better when he uses a glove because he was trying it one-handed. So he was at camp and he came across the goal and he ski races. So he decided to dive and we're like, "Oh." And he goes, "You thought I fell." And I'm like, "Dude, no kidding." And he goes, "No." But he dove and let go with one hand. He goes, "I wanted to try a dive." But, just ask, like, "Hey, does it hurt to open your hand?" He goes, "No, I just got to concentrate." I go, "Okay, well, if you can do that," and that's what this is, "I'm allowed to use this." And they said, "Try gloves." So we gave him a pair of lacrosse gloves, and man, it improved because then his fingers bent in a uniform way, and he was allowed to grip the stick. So it was more, it became OT. It became occupational therapy. It was perfect.
Yeah, improved, right?
which is awesome.
Yeah, it
He's
is.
blessed because he loves it, and he's all in. And he brought his younger brother, who plays elite under 15, and his brother goes, "Hey, can I come play?" Austin, yeah. And Austin is like, "Hey, can I come play and come to the camp?" And I went, "Yeah. Are you doing your brother argue?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You can argue. Just players argue. And my number one, don't be a jerk." And he goes, "Yeah, but Austin and Nick are Austin and Nick are great additions because they play together. And it's not about being and Austin goes, "I got to be honest." A 14-year-old kid goes, "I get to do something with my brother."
Yeah,
No.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That
And
is
they're
awesome.
playing together. And Austin could run through everyone and score, but he goes, "You know what? I'm improving because I can just pass and I can look at the game." And if my brother and Nick came up once and actually hacked us, you're allowed to slash a bit. And so he slashed and pushed, and Austin's going, "You don't want this." And Nick goes, "Bring it." And Austin dodged around him and like got by him, and Nick went to stumble, and he's like, "Hey, how's that going, Nick?" And it's like, "Shut up." But that's just friends. That is just pure sport. That's the playground. That's playing cards with your buddies. It's about community.
Yeah, it's just that experience of the normalcy. And we saw that. Yeah, Carlos does presentations at schools. And so totally get the whole kid thing. When he tells them about his life and he asks us if they have questions, they ask what his favorite cake is. Like, they don't ask about his disability at all. Like, they just are like, "Oh, okay." And then they move on.
On to different questions.
Yeah,
And
that's
that's
how they seem to be.
Sadie's gets embarrassed because she's 24 now when I tell that story. But I said, "You didn't say what's wrong with your legs. You asked about the chair because to a 3-year-old, a wheelchair is really cool."
Oh,
Oh,
of course.
Oh, and Megan's chair for her nieces, our grandkids, they wanted on there to sit with her. And at that point, she was using a power chair more. And she would, and they thought it was the greatest thing in the backyard to play lacrosse with Auntie Meg, because Auntie Meg could use her power chair to pick up the lacrosse balls. And then it's just about people being together. And what we want is the crossing those barriers both ways. So that Carlos does boxing and says, "Hey, man, this might help. Could I use that bag over there because it's lower to the ground or it's higher and I can get my chair in?" Sure. So then there's no barriers to communication and pride. There's no barriers to advocacy. And then what benefit? Boxing benefits, people benefit, and that's one of the ones is just having a good time.
Yeah, right. Do you find you have to modify any equipment? Like, do you have somebody that helps you with that? Or do you ever find you have to sort of go, "Oh, we need to invent something to help,"
All the time, every
all the
day.
time? Yeah.
We look to modify. So a lacrosse stick, we don't have one. The first time ever we don't have lacrosse stick. Lacrosse stick has the mesh in a lacrosse stick is called a pocket, and it goes underneath. But sometimes, depending on how someone throws, and I'll use again somebody that I know that plays CP, we may shallow the pocket because the release has to be different because they're not using their arms in the throwing motion with the same cadence or force application. So instead of the curve being like this, it might be this and then drop. So you have to change it, widening the shoe or having a wider shoe.
Ah, there we go. There's one. Okay.
I got one.
So you see, so yeah, so if you do that, it's
okay.
And so we modify, we shorten sticks. On one of the posters we just put out for wheelchair or for lacrosse, adapted lacrosse in Lethbridge, is Emmerich, and we cut the stick down by 4 inches so it wouldn't hit the arm on his sport chair because, or you know, so adapting stuff all the time. Adapting gloves for people's hand size, helmets. You know, sometimes you have to just bring the mask out because, sensory wise, if someone's got a shunt, you want to make sure it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we adapt without. You can put lipstick on a giraffe; it's still a giraffe, right?
Yeah.
So we want it to stay lacrosse. We want it to stay boxing. We want it to stay climbing.
Yeah.
Even the cooking, we have some lifetime tables, and we've cut the legs down by 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could slide in, and they're not cooking like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then some people in a wheelchair are taller; they can do it. But like, you know, like who wants to stir or hold a frying pan like this? Like,
it's even a safety hazard for the person if you hold a frying pan like this, because if it falls, it falls on her lap or his lap, and there it is. You know, like it's a safety hazard.
Carlos comes to our cooking class, and you know, in 20 years, puppy.
He could use it. Just joking.
Well, you know, then you have your grandkids, your kids going, puppy, why do you have a scar on your face? Well, I went to lacrosse barriers, and the table wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
We don't need a scar being an indication of participation, and like you said, safety. And just, you're not getting an experience if I'm stirring the frying pan.
Yeah.
Now, we've done cooking class, and one of the friends of Zeke's was in the cooking class, and he was very nervous around frying pans because of the sound. And just, so, hey, I'll stir. Don't worry, buddy. We don't want you scared. And you know what? By the end of 8 classes, he could hold a frying pan. He was okay with it. But that was his choice, and we gave him the opportunity to feel safe and respected, and we support someone the way they need. So I think it's with anything with lacrosse, it's like, if you need help getting your equipment on, great. He isn't on the broadcast. One of our staff and our indoor lacrosse goalie, Bryce, all 6'6" of them, he has National Lacrosse League equipment, and he used to need help because he just wanted so much, and there was anxiety involved, but now Bryce can get half his equipment on. And he tries every day to do that, right? So, and like, you know, if there's a change room, an equipment room, and some people have a wheelchair, well, then you put the table in front of their stall, or make half their stall a table, because they don't, grabbing stuff off the ground can be a hassle if you're in
a hassle. Definitely could be a hassle, for sure.
Yes.
So just little things, right? So, and sometimes, like, I have a friend who has CP, and he plays lacrosse. He plays goal, but when he plays out, he's in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, man, if I'm getting changed, he goes, I'm okay. At the end of a game, I get help because I'm so tired. His words, not mine, my motor skills are shot.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, man, can you help me get my equipment in the thing? Sure. That's not about his condition. That's about him just being tired and being nice to somebody.
That's team, right? Yeah, you gotta look out for each other.
And that's a good point, though, because when I used to play slash hockey, I used to feel bad because my energy level at the end of the game was like brutally done, because you're on the ice for 30 seconds to a minute every shift, less than that. But you go up and down the ice ring, right? So it's, by the end of the night, you're done. So you barely have energy to non-energy to take your equipment off, put it on the bag, and on top of that, carrying the sledge. to put it away in the locker or put away whatever you're gonna put it. It's tough. So the energy level, I can get it. So the part where the teammates can come and help you out, or coaches, or volunteering, or whoever is around you, that's amazing. I learned that very well here of having that community that could be able to help you out that way.
That's one
For
of the
sure.
things that's one of the things for us. It's like, you have a goalie or a player that got slashed, or he's got a sore hand, or maybe broke a pinky. Well, pick up his bag. So if you've got a limitation based on, or I know a guy, and he was playing, and at the end of the game he got a call, and it's like, hey, his wife goes, hey, I've gone into labor, and he just left, and we just said, we'll get your equipment, don't worry, buddy. Support is support. It's based on kindness and respect. And the one thing I was going to mention, we are working with AMP Academy and PX3. They have roller sledges for in gyms for sledge hockey. We're going to be doing roller sledge lacrosse. So
Oh, cool.
sit in a sledge, and we've got sticks.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to start that in Calgary, and hopefully within by the spring, bring it up to Edmonton. So you sit in a sledge, same sledge, but it's got
Well,
either caster or rollerblade wheels on it, and the sticks have a lacrosse head on a short shaft with a crutch end. It's yeah, because then you're
that look that'll be fun. You should try
that'll
that.
be fun. I will definitely would love to try that one.
Yeah.
I'll definitely would love to try that one.
Oh, that is so cool, these ideas.
The thing for me with sledge lacrosse or roller lacrosse or wheelchair lacrosse is I'd love to play, but at 59, my knees, I just don't want to be that fit anymore than I'm running. But sitting in a chair, it's different fitness,
Of
right?
course.
But it's not beating up my back or my knees.
Yeah, sure,
So
absolutely.
I can do that, and I get in a little shape, get some activity, and there's coolness. Maryland Wheelchair Lacrosse Club, 2 years ago, they played Maryland, University of Maryland Terrapins, the Terps, who won the NCAAs for men's lacrosse. So in the fall, they had a game. They challenged them. Maryland Wheelchair Lacrosse beat the Terps. And a couple of guys go, he goes, one of the guys from Maryland, Brent Macker, who's playing pro now, who's a friend of ours, friend of the programs, goes, yeah, Scott, I don't use a chair a lot, so game changer. And he goes, honestly, I didn't expect we'd win. And one of the goalies from Maryland who's gone pro goes, I was embarrassed. Why? He goes, because I'm sitting and I can't use my legs. I can't get out of the chair. I can't. It's a different game.
It's a different game. It's a much different game.
So, and it was just so cool that the guys were glad to do it, right? And that way, when we did wheelchair lacrosse last fall in Calgary, Zeke is super fast. Like he's NLL fast. But when we were in the chairs, it improved his game because you couldn't just get by on your foot speed. But isn't that cool that it was about gameplay and spreading the floor and passing? Right? Yeah. So it's the same as sledge, right? Like you can have a guy that's got wheels, but when you get in the chair, it's about playing the game.
Exactly.
And I love that it can be an equalizer. So that's one of the things is we try and get mainstream players in. Because it improves their skills.
Oh,
Yeah.
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm excited to start promoting it. I'm going to put it on all of it in our newsletter that I have go out today, and just really exciting just to get it all out there and share that you guys have got this going on, because I think it's
Scott,
important.
just before I let you go, or before we start wrapping up the show, you mentioned that you are going to have a lacrosse wheelchair at the Winterfest Tour coming up. Do you have a date already set up for that?
I'm talking with Autumn at PSA or Parasport Alberta, and we're just trying. It'll be September start,
September.
maybe early October, but it'll run all winter.
It will run all winter. Okay.
Yeah, and as soon as I know, I will post. I will tag you guys. I will, and
For
I'm actually.
sure. Great.
I think I'm just going to right now. So I'm looking here. I'm here just so no one thinks I'm not. I'm on my phone. Ha ha ha. And where is it here? I'm just going to go to here in Carlos.
I'm pretty.
Carlos. So, and Leah, there we go. Poster is attached to file. I'm sending you a screenshot of the one I just sent. There, I sent the video and the screenshot, just emailed it to you guys of kind of around Calgary upcoming events.
Okay.
And as soon as I get something for Edmonton, I will create something. Can I use the CP Alberta logo in there? Can I get permission
Sure.
to? Perfect. Yeah, and as soon
Yeah.
as we know, we want to promote anybody from CP Alberta that wants to try boxing, wants to try lacrosse, at Lacrossing Bears, you can give them my phone number, give them my email. Anybody that wants to know, we'll make it happen for them.
Wonderful. I'll
Awesome.
make sure all that info is in the show notes for this so everybody knows where to go. And so our final question, and I want Zeke, I want you in on this too. I want all three of you. Life without limits. Can you tell me what that means to you? And do you feel that you live your life without limits? You want to start? Anton, do you want to start?
Absolutely. I push myself moving forward. Got no limits.
Good. That's awesome. You just keep pushing yourself, right? Yeah, no barriers.
Sure do.
Good. Good. How about you, Zeke?
I teach myself no limits, keep on moving forward, and keep working hard with this program, with Lacrosse and Bears, and making this program big.
Right. So, did you go from a player to staff? Is that kind of how that transition was for you?
Yes, I have. I was Scott. I first met Scott 3 years ago, and he was working with the lacrosse program, and then he started coaching me, and I've been with him for a while now. It's been special for me.
That's nice. And that's
Awesome.
great when they can go from participant and then going in the staff, because then you get to be a mentor, right? And teach others, you know, what you've learned. I like that. That's really nice. Good. That's great.
Very nice.
And you, Scott.
I think my limits are patience. I want, and we have financial limits, but we're working to get a lot of grants and funding
Great.
because we, those are realities. There's no complaints about the place I live. So the cool thing with our, we had Canada's first ever adaptive inclusive lacrosse camp was in Strathmore and in Calgary last summer. And our connections, one of our staff, Max Alberisi, has CP. One of the other staff, Anya Miranda, is played lacrosse for Mexico, and she flew up to do the camp. So we have two more CP Mexico ties, Carlos.
Look at
I mean,
that.
it sounds silly, and that's but it is because Max is just amazing. He strength sticks, he coaches, he does analytics, and he's a really good goalie. He actually played state level lacrosse in high school. He's
Nice.
So I think for me the limits, life without limits is just it's for me organizing and being patient and asking for help
Yeah,
are going to be my only limits.
yep, not being
That's
afraid to
awesome.
ask for help. Absolutely. No, I love that. It's different for everybody, and we love learning what it means to everybody. It's been really beneficial for both of us too. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's an absolute pleasure to hear the question and to hear the responses from each and every person in the show, because as Leah said, it means so much different from a lot of people, and we learned so much from that question. So thank you so much to you, Scott, to everything you do, to Anton, everything you do, to Seek as well. Thank you for being
Yeah.
in the show. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the creation of the communities that you guys are doing, because it's not easy. It's definitely not easy to do what you guys do. I always tell people we need more people like yourselves in this world, because there's not that many people, but it could be more and more people that are doing what you guys are doing, and I think just. It's very, very great. Wish you guys all the best with all of the programs that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Great to hear that you guys are bringing some of those to Edmonton. I think Edmonton needs more and more sports. The more sports we have, the more opportunities we have for a lot of us to continue our lives and continue to enjoy recreational sports. Those of us who likes to do recreational sports, we would love to continue doing even more and more, right? So that's very, very exciting. Thank you, each and every one of you, once again. Thank you to our listeners. I hope you guys take so much out of this.
Thank you.
Make sure that you are able to connect with Scott if you're interested in playing lacrosse, if doing some boxing, and doing some cooking in Calgary. Just feel free to connect with him and to connect with all the staff. We will have everything on the descriptions. Leah will make sure to put it there, and make sure to still stay connected to our Instagram page. We're very excited to be there, to always seeing all the responses, all the replies, and everything you guys do. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And feel free to remember to always live your life without limits. Thank you so much. And I hope you have all a wonderful day today. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.